A dangerous crossing. At first the weather was pleasant, the sea calm. Mrs. White enjoyed two quiet and restful hours in the ladies' lounge relaxing. But soon the captain, passing through the cabin, advised us to go below and lie down at once, for we were coming into rough water. We complied, though rather unwillingly. In a short time the boat began to rock violently. We could hardly keep our position upon the sofas. The water seemed lashed into fury by the merciless winds. The boat was wrenching and creaking as if going to pieces. As I lay helpless and exhausted, with closed eyes and ashen face, Sister McIntyre feared that I was dead. She was herself unable to leave her sofa, but from time to time she called my name to assure herself that I was still living. Death seemed very near, but I felt that I could cling, with a firm grasp of faith, to the hand of Jesus. He who holds the waters in the hollow of his hand could keep us in the tempest. The lesson of trust I learned during those few hours was very precious. I have found that every trial of life is given to teach me a new lesson of my own dependence, and of trust in my Heavenly Father. We may believe that God is with us in every place, and in every trying hour we may hold fast that hand which has all power. At 3 p.m. we arrived in Frederikshavn, and were glad to step off the boat, and to feel solid ground again beneath our feet. At Frederikshavn they exchanged the violent tossing and pitching of the channel boat for the gentle, gliding motion of the train. Settled in their compartment, they were soon fast asleep.